This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
8 deaths now blamed on that fierce ice storm that hit the South. Power's out for hundreds of thousands of people. The AP's Jennifer King.
Hundreds of flights were preemptively canceled Thursday after a moisture-laden storm crossed the South. Snow, sleet, and sheets of ice lingered, and treacherous driving conditions resulted in at least 8 deaths on slick roads, including one in Arkansas and 7 in Texas. Residents hurried to move their cars as ice-coated branches cracked and fell. Nearly 400,000 people were without power early Thursday, many of those in Austin, as trees heavy with ice buckled onto power lines. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. and the Philippines announcing plans to give the U.S. military access to 4 more bases there as both nations continue to watch China. We've been asking Americans about President Biden. How do you think he's doing handling the news of classified documents found at his home and former office? The AP's Donna Warder.
When Americans were asked whether they approve or disapprove of how Biden handled the discovery of classified documents in a locked closet at his Delaware home, 39% of those surveyed disapprove, 23% approve, and 36% say they neither approve nor disapprove. Donna Warder, Washington.
How's he doing as president overall? 41% of Americans say they approve of how Joe Biden is handling his job. The White House facing new pressure now to move on the issue of police reform following the death of Tyre Nichols, the black man who died 3 days after being beaten by Memphis police. Today, President Biden will meet with members of the Congressional Black Caucus to talk about getting stalled legislation back on track. You know, it's Groundhog Day and time for Punxsutawney Phil. Well, there's word that a furry critter in Pennsylvania has predicted 6 more weeks of winter now during the annual Groundhog Day celebration. This is AP News. In California, 2 people are accused of stealing millions from a man who was not able to care for himself.
2 people have been accused of stealing nearly $3 million from a wealthy ailing investor by moving into his Malibu beach home and giving him drugs. Anthony Flores of Fresno and Anna Moore of Mexico are each charged with felonies, including conspiracy, identity theft, mail fraud, and money laundering. Authorities say that in 2017, the pair befriended the investor who couldn't care for himself because of a mental illness. And within days of meeting the victim, Flores and Moore moved into the victim's beachfront Malibu home rent-free and slowly took control of his life by pretending to be his new best friends and caregivers. Prosecutors say they took control of his finances, gave him LSD, and after his death, tried to steal more than $20 million more. They could face decades in prison if convicted on all counts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.